Well, welcome to the Repos. It's been show, and of course we're here for the next hour. And of course we'll be talking about everything that is, of course, Isthmian League, and probably end up, as usual, a lot more as we go down the list. But of course tonight's games, we've got Bowers against Coggeshall, which is our star game. We've got Bury against Felixstowe, Haringey against Margate, Stortford against Tonbridge, Bracknell v Cheshunt, Molesley versus Uxbridge, Cray Wanderers versus VCD, and Hastings against Whiteleaf. I see one of the first people that's just come in is Lee Connor. Lee, I wish all the best to your young son. I know he's at hospital at the moment, so we're wishing him all the very, very best. Jake's just come in and said, hi guys, just tuning in whilst walking to Woodford game. Well done again for Tuesday, Dean, and thanks for having me. So that was Jake just on his way to see Woodford tonight at Harlow. But joining me as usual, of course, unfortunately, Glenn's not with us. The lady wife won't let him out again tonight, so he's not with us tonight. But of course, joining me to my left, of course, is that man himself, Dean, and his first game, of course, on Tuesday. So congratulations to you, Dean, and welcome to back to the show.
Cheers, mate.
And of course, the man himself, the living legend, the living legend of Arlo, Mr. Paul Wickenden on the far right, and so your far left. So, evening, Paul.
Evening, mate. Evening, Dean.
So, I suppose first things first, but Dean, I suppose before we go into the games, I mean, how did it go Tuesday night?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it turned out a lot better than we thought it might. Obviously, it's well documented, sort of what went on and stuff. So, yeah, we had to get a team together at sort of 2 or 3 days' notice. So I'd just like to thank everyone who helped me as well. I know Paul helped me as well. So I'd like to thank Paul and everyone who helped me getting a team together. And yeah, obviously it was disappointing to concede in the 89th minute, but if you'd have given us a point at the start, we'd have definitely taken it.
Exciting times ahead though for you.
Yeah, mate, once things settle down and we get a team together, obviously a lot of players are at clubs already. So yeah, we'll get a team together the next few weeks, and hopefully in maybe a month's time we're sort of a bit more settled and we can put a team out that's competitive.
Yeah. Well, okay, guys, should we go on to the first game then? So I suppose the first game we're going to, as I've written them down here, we're going to the Bostic North first, and Bury against Felixstowe. Two sides. I mean, Felixstowe for me, one of those sides. I think I said it on Monday night. Really surprised that they're not a lot higher up in the league. I mean, seeing them play Averley, and I know they beat Averley at Felixstowe, and then sort of, course, seeing them play Averley last weekend, and I thought they were a really, really good side, and a side that really should be up there somewhere, you know, fighting for the playoffs. But quite surprised at where they are, and of course, Bury, the team that we always say on the Isthmian show that flatters to deceive.
Yeah, both teams get good support, don't they? Mm. I played at Bury before, and we went to Felixstowe this season with Norfolk. They're a very good side. So yeah, both teams would have probably felt they'd sort of be in and around the playoffs this season.
Yeah, I think I don't really know too much about Felixstowe, but Bury have always done this. They start the season quite well and then just fall like a stone. Mm. But I mean, they're 9 points off the playoffs, 7 to 9 points off the playoffs. So it's still doable, but they've got to get some sort of consistency, really.
Yeah, I'd say that they looked a really, really decent outfit, Felixstowe, last weekend. You know, okay, Averley won the game, but, you know, on another day, it probably could have gone the other way. So, you know, quite surprised that, you know, that they are where they are. Have you seen much of them yourselves?
No, I haven't seen Felixstowe at all. No, I've not seen them. They're new to the league, aren't they? So.
Mm. Yeah, like I said, Dave, we played, when I was at Norfolk, we played Felixstowe in the cup. Not an ideal Tuesday night trip, mate. but yeah, when we got up there, we was very well looked after. There was a decent crowd for a cup game. And yeah, they had some good players. The boy up top was very good on the night. But yeah, going forward, you'd imagine Felixstowe would sort of be pushing for a promotion, if not this season, next season, definitely.
Yeah, I would hope so, because I think they're, you know, nice set of people as well, fans and that, very vocal as well on the night as well. So I think they've got all the right ingredients for the team to probably push on and if it's not this year, maybe next. But Bury yourselves, I mean, always seem to have great crowds down at Bury, but as I said earlier on, you know, they seem to flatter to deceive a little bit, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, like I say, I think that was my first game in charge of Chess, and we went to Bury, and they were flying at the top of the league and doing really, really well, and we were unfortunate not to get a win out of them, drew 0-0 in the end. But again, ever since I can remember when they've been in the league, they've done that. They've started great and then just dropped like a stone. They don't seem to have a huge amount of consistency, or they seem to get to a certain point in the season and fall away from it. So, nice place to go. People are nice, they look after you. I know they've done a bit of work to their clubhouse at the end of last season, and it's a nice place to go. But yeah, it's a difficult one because they're a town or a club that have good crowds, nice facilities, and really deserve to be in the league above. So fingers crossed they can start to work out and iron out those problems that they're having.
Yeah, they're always one of those sides, though, aren't they? At the beginning of the season, I mean, most people talk about it if we do a preview show of the season, and a lot of the time, Bury are always mentioned that could be one of the teams that are up there. But as we said, they just don't seem to be able to get over that line, do they?
No, I think one of the hardest things as well there is that if they get anyone of real, real, real quality, they tend to get them nicked as well. Because there's a lot of big clubs around the area, and there does tend to be lots of money around that way. So, yeah, it's a difficult one. But, look, I'm sure they're learning, and hopefully they'll get themselves back into the one or Bostic Prem.
Mm. Dave, for you?
Yeah, if we're just purely talking Bury, again, like Paul said, big club, been up there and sort of back and forth. And I think their manager, Ben's been there for a few years now. So he's sort of seen good players come in and go in. But yeah, the clubs with a big support and that, you like to see them doing well, because it's obviously great for non-league when you go somewhere and there's a lot of people there.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you see Bury though getting there in the getting over the line this year? Do you see them? You know, they seem to be picked up a little bit of form of late. I mean, do you see them actually sort of pushing for playoffs this year, or is it a little bit too far for them this year?
I think it'd be a bit too much for them. 9 points off, but they're 9 points off teams like Coggeshall, Malden, Averley's, Haybridge Swifts, and Bowers. You know, they're churning results out week in, week out. So I think it would be a big ask for them. I think they'll just fall short of it, to be honest.
Yeah, I agree with Paul. I think this year with the teams above them and stuff, I can't see the teams above them losing too many games to allow them in, to be honest.
So what do you do as a manager like that? You know, if you're a manager of a club like that, you know, you could even, I suppose, go as far as to say more than the Tiptree as well. You know, when they go, you know, when they... They're expected to do well, shall we say. I mean, how do you sort of turn that around as a manager to try and actually literally get them over the line? Is it a case of, and I'm not saying, you know, with the manager at Bury, but is it a case that the chairman may look at it and go, well, hang on a minute, we might need somebody new in, or, you know, that may be able to get us over the line, or is there something different that the manager at Bury could do to actually sort of push them on and upwards?
I think you have to freshen things up along the way. I think that's probably something I learned my first season at Chesham, when we were right in amongst it for the whole season right until the end, and we fell away, and I didn't freshen it up, and we maybe should have brought one or two new faces in. But you're also trying to get the balance. If you remember Malden a few years back with Tell in charge, something like 17 points clear, and probably freshened it up too much and brought 5 or 6, 7 players in, and they fell away and ended up not going up. So I think it's one of those where you a couple of fresh faces, keep people on their toes, keep people working hard and having that belief. And the biggest thing, have a load of luck along the way.
Mm. Yeah, which Keithside did, of course, when it was... Well, you won't like me saying that, but they got a good run, got going really well, and Pitt Morden in the playoffs and that, didn't they?
Yeah.
Mm. So what do we reckon in Bury against Felix, though? I think I'm going to go for a 1-1 draw. And Glenn's
I'm going 2-1 Felix, though.
2-1 Felix. Glenn's gone 3-2 to Bury.
And I'm going to go 2-1.
2-1 Bury? Yeah. So going on to the next one then, I suppose a team that, well, Jake would be more than happy, I suppose, to say the least. But Haringey against Margate. I mean, how are Haringey going to get back on the winning run? Are Margate going to inflict more pain on them? Surprised last week to see them go down to Harlow.
No, I wasn't. Oh, we spoke on the show last week, didn't we, about Haringey weren't going to keep winning. Not because they're a poor side. It's just so hard to keep winning game after game. They had a great run. They've had a little blip last week, but they'll be fine. They've had a team together for a few years. They've got good players, like people like Mark Kirby and stuff at the back. They've been there, done it. So, I expect Haringey to sort of get back on it. And last week was just a blip, probably, and credit to Harlow for winning the game.
Probably not an easiest match for all, though, to try and get back on the winning run and, you know, count against a strong outfit like Margate.
I think the key thing is they'll be at home.
Mm.
I think that'll help. And I think I echo what Dean says. It happens. You're not going to win every week. You know, it just doesn't happen. Even if you look at the Premier League, since Arsenal were the Invincibles, no one's ever done it again, have they? You can't win week in, week out. They possibly went to Harlow. Again, this is just my opinion. Maybe they've gone there with a little bit more, a bit too much confidence that they were going to win the game, maybe. And Harlow capitalised. They picked up a few good results of late, Harlow. But the last time they got beat 1-0 by Wimbledon and then won 11 games or 10 games on the spin and drew one. So they've got character.
Yeah, I saw Margate signed a boy from Gillingham, I think, today on loan. So they're looking to strengthen their squad as well.
Well, it'd be quite interesting to get the views from Aki and Tom, because they're with us on Monday night, and so is Hussein from Harlow Town. So it'd be quite interesting to get the reviews on the game that they had against each other. But Margate, another one of those sides where, I suppose, as Keith has said before, one season they're absolutely flying, and the next season they're really struggling. And it seems to be this season, it seems to be a little bit hit and miss this year.
Yeah, I think I've said it about 1,500 times on here, Dave. They're a strange club. They're a really strange club. You fly in one minute and fall away the next. It's very, very odd. I know they've changed owners a couple of times. Again, lovely setup, lovely place to go and play, decent crowds. A club, for me, that should be punching a little bit higher in the divisions, really. But they're having a bit of a struggle. I believe that Haringey will win tomorrow.
Yeah, I agree with Paul in terms of Margate being a big club. I think when we went there with Wingate last year, I think there was like 800 people there. So they got the potential to get good support. But yeah, another club who's sort of a bit of a yo-yo club. And this year they're not sort of doing as well as they did last year.
Yeah, it's good. I think it's going to be an interesting one. Again, it's going to be, I suppose, how they handle the pace. And would you have thought that Margate may have had somebody at Harlow at the weekend, or would you have sent someone there?
I think if they haven't been there themselves, they would have got a report from someone at Harlow. I would have thought it's the norm. If you can't get someone there yourself, then you just speak to the manager and he gives you a brief report. But they'll have an idea of what they're coming up against, I would have thought. I don't imagine anybody goes into games blind.
Mm.
Yeah, I would have. I'd have rung up the Leeds manager. He'd have found out for me.
Is that what you did Tuesday night?
Yeah, that's what I did. I weren't going up to Sutton Coldfield to watch, I know that.
Probably that'll be difficult for you, Dean, in this new league as well, won't it? Getting to know the managers to be able to get an idea. Because there is a lot of long journeys to go and watch teams play.
Yeah, most sort of, obviously I'm new to the league and just learning. And yeah, I don't even know too many managers in the league, to be honest. So that'll be enjoyable or not so enjoyable as the next few months go along. But most away trips are coach journeys, so it's nice in a way because you're going to grounds you might never have been to before. It's part of the experience, I suppose. If you want to play a decent level of football, most of the time you've got to do a bit of travelling.
So no chance at all that they might get moved over into the Isthmian League, if depending on who comes down and who goes up next year.
Well, I know it's Welling's first year at Step 4, so who knows what happens in the summer. We got to stay up first, so let's get enough points to stay up and then we'll worry about that in the summer.
Mm.
You'd imagine you'd be really close to the border, surely, where you are.
Yeah, definitely. So
hoping to come back this way then?
I don't mind. Yeah. I don't mind.
Well, we just had, so Mark Billett's just come in and said Molesley are listening, which is good because, of course, they're our adopted team on the Isthmian show. So hopefully one day we'll get somebody from Molesley on the Isthmian show as well to come in and have a chat with us. But I suppose then, scores for you guys then between Haringey and Margate?
I'm going 2-1 Haringey.
I'm going 3-1 Haringey.
And I was going to go 2-2. So we sit with 2-2. And Glenn has gone 2-1 to Margate. Next game up then is Bishop Stortford against the Machines Tonbridge Angels. And we spoke to the manager of Tonbridge at the on Monday night. And I think he's quite hopeful, Steve, that you know, they may be turning things around.
Yeah, he's having an hard time there at the moment, isn't he? Yeah, another fabulous club, lovely place to go, lovely pitch, decent crowds, and hopefully they can turn up. I mean, what I would say about the Premier Division is it is very, very tight. It is very, very tight between. I mean, Tunbridge are only 3 points. Yeah, only 3 points off the playoffs. So even though they've struggled, they've obviously accumulated enough points before that to you know, to keep themselves well in there, and I hope that they do. Is Alex been scoring there?
I think he scored last week. I think he scored one of the goals last week. And Chinny McKenzie scored the other one at the weekend as well. So, he's got his two strikers there putting the ball in the back of the net. But for me, I suppose the Tonbridge bit is a bit of a strange one. You know, 1 minute they were up there, and then it wasn't until we looked at their run of games and see, you know, how, you know, what the defeats were like, or the, you know, the results were like for them. And it was quite eye-opening to see how far back the actual bad run started.
Yeah, I mean, Tunbridge started really well, didn't they? They were top for a long time. I know Bishop Stortford had a good win during the week, didn't they, in the cup, I think. Tunbridge will want to do well. We've mentioned Steve before on the show. He'll be looking.
Oh, looks like we lost Steve. Are you still there with us?
Yeah. Some more goals as well to the team.
Yeah. We lost you there just for a slight minute, Dean. But yeah, I mean, it's like, I suppose Stortford, though, I mean, on their side of it, I mean, they seem to have a bit of a sticky patch to start with. Then they went on a decent run, and then all of a sudden, you know, they've sort of been stop-start a little bit then since then.
Yeah, I went and watched Stortford Boxing Day against Harlow, and they're a very, very young side, Stortford. Very, very young. They're not the biggest team in the world, and I think in that Bostic Prem, there's a lot of big sides. Harlow towered over them. They're just, I think they're just a bit of an inexperience. I personally think I don't see them getting in the playoffs, if I'm honest. I think they've done a fabulous job since they've taken over, but I just think it'll be just a bit too much for them this season.
Am I right in thinking that the player manager's injured at the minute, or you don't seem to be playing?
I don't know. He doesn't normally play in the cup games, does he? He normally gives himself a rest. He is 106, Dave. So
still banging him in.
Yeah, that's it. Look, he's an experienced pro, and he's been around, and he'll know when his body's right and when it needs a rest. So I'd have thought cup game wise, he doesn't play himself. In the league, he'll probably play, but he may be injured. I'm not sure.
Mm. I mean, would you see? I mean, you say you don't see. Bishop Stortford making the playoffs, but do you see Tonbridge making the playoffs?
I think they will. The manager's very good at what he does. He's experienced, and I think they'll turn a corner. They've freshened it up a little bit, and I fancy them to get in there.
Dean? Yourself, what do you think? Dean, do you think they'll make it in there, Tonbridge?
Yeah, like Steve said, they've turned the corner, so hopefully, yeah, they're a club that are going to be there or thereabout. So, from that point of view, they've got a good chance, yeah.
Yeah. So, what do we reckon the score will be? Do you think Mr. Reid and McKenzie will get on the score sheet again? I mean, what's your feelings on this one?
I fancy 3-1 Tonbridge and Alex to score twice.
3-1 to Tonbridge. Dean?
I fancy 2-1 Tonbridge.
And I'm going to go. I'm
McKenzie gonna, on the score sheet.
I'm going to go 2-1 as well, if I'm honest, to Tonbridge. And Glenn has gone 2-2. But I mean, suppose in the Bostic Prem, I mean, surprises around the release of Glenn Little at your old club, Dean?
No, I mean, in terms of, Glenn's done very well. Obviously, Nicky was brought in as the manager and sort of Nicky left, so Glenn took it on. Glenn, top bloke. Our first game at Norfolk was against like his and Nicky's team. So, yeah, I know in the FA Trophy they've been doing well, but league results haven't been great. And we all know as managers, if we don't win games of football, we're out the door. So Glenn will probably accept that himself. And I think Wingate are third from bottom now. So you'll either stick with him or make a change, and they've decided to make a change.
Will it be the same old names, do you think, get being in the chance to win it? Or will the man to your left or right get the job at Mr. Wickenden? What do we
have? They'll probably be the same old names, mate. But, you know, look, it is what it is. It's a merry-go-round. And I've been offered the job there twice before when I was at Waltham Abbey and turned it down. Absolutely love to get the job there. I made my availability clear to Aaron, the chairman, before Nicky got the job. But they went with what they went with. So, look, I'd love to get the job there, but it'll happen if it'll happen, mate.
Mm. Yeah, great club. I can only... I was there, obviously, last year, and that's... I can only praise Wingate for what they've done for me, and hopefully they appreciate what I've done for them. But, yeah, now it's a top club to manage. Obviously, lovely training facilities. And probably the best pitch in the league. So, for whoever takes it long term, it's a great job.
You just got to look left and right when you come out of the change rooms. Just as you get run over by a car going into the car park. Too far for Glenn to apply, do you think?
You'd have to ask Glenn, probably. Looking at what we talk about on the WhatsApp group, he doesn't like travelling too much.
Bit of a distance. But I mean, in that league, I mean, you know, it's all sort of hotting up. I mean, do you see it being still really close, you know, going into the last sort of third of the season? Is it still going to be sort of like everybody beating everybody?
Yeah, I went and watched Potts Bar Town v Brighton Sea on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And obviously Potts Bar are going through a real bad patch as well at the moment. So it's, Brighton Sea deserved the victory on the day. And yeah, this sort of top and bottom, there's all to play for with 3 months left of the season.
I think one of the teams for me that you've got to be a little bit concerned about, I would have thought had a wrong end of the table, was actually Hornchurch. We were looking at, I think it was like 2 wins and about 15 draws or something silly like that, and it just seems, and we worked it out, if they'd have converted the draws into wins, they would have been second, you know, and they're sitting, I think it's two out of the relegation.
I think it's one of them. Mark's experienced, isn't he, and he's gone in there from Waltham Abbey, I think he's had a bit of a turnover of players, and I'm sure he'll get it right. He's got experience. He's been there. He's done it. And but it's a tough old league. It's like everything. Once you start losing, it's very hard to turn it around again because it becomes a habit if you're not careful.
Mm.
But no, I mean, you look down. I think it goes down promotion wise. It goes down to about 14th, where it's about 6 points in it. So it's a tight league.
And of course, teams like Harlow with these sort of like 3 points they've got against Tonbridge and then against Haringey, pulled themselves back into it again, haven't they? It was sort of like, you know, one win, they could be out of that bottom three.
It is literally tight throughout the whole division. Harlow played a couple more games than everybody else, haven't they, down there? It's a tight league, and I think the pressure's on everyone from top to bottom. You've got to keep winning every week, otherwise you're going to fall out of the playoffs, or you're going to be dropped into that relegation zone and possibly get too far away from it. I mean, Wingate, I'd have thought, had to do what they've done because it's been quite alarming, hasn't it, their league form? It's exciting. That's what we want. There's no point in someone running away with the league and people are relegated after 4 or 5 months.
So where do you sit if someone came to you today and said who's going to win and who's going to lose? I mean, where would you go?
Promotion wise, I think Dorking will win it, and I think Haringey will go up in the playoffs.
Mm.
Relegation wise, toss a coin, really, mate. Toss a coin with it all. I think, this weekend has a big impact. People have got to win this weekend.
So what, for you, Dean, I mean, where do you see champions, and if you had to pick one champion and one relegation, who would you pick?
Well, one relegation, Whitehawk, I think. That would be the easy one at the moment. But promotion, yeah, Dorking. If I think anyone who finishes above Dorking will near enough win it, I'd say.
Mm. Jake's just come in and said Dorking, the Billericay of this league now. Do you agree?
I don't think they got that much money.
they sacked their manager and reinstated him again then?
He's the chairman, the manager, isn't he? So they can't do
Have you seen that today?
I have, yeah. And Mr. O'Hara got in as assistant manager as well.
Bless him.
I don't know. Circus.
Yeah, I'm with Jamie and May. We're going to Lanzarote, so
the circus is back in town, as they say, isn't it?
No comment.
So going into the Jigsaw League, then Bracknell versus Chesson. I mean, I saw the reverse fixture of this, and it was a great game of football. Probably the best game of football I've seen all season, if I'm honest. It was Chesson on top, and then sort of all of a sudden it would be catch him on the break, Bracknell, and it was a really good game of football. So if it turns out anything like the first game, then I think this could be an absolute humdinger of a game at the weekend.
Yeah. Oh, go on, Paul.
Go on.
No, I was going to say, Bracknell were the best team I've seen at Step 4 this year. In all the games I've been involved in and watched and all that sort of stuff. Obviously, I know we always joke about the Astro. I think it's a massive advantage for all the teams that play on it. But Bracknell are very good. And like I said, I still think Hayes and Yedden will win the league, but I think Bracknell will go up in the playoffs.
Yeah, massive game. I think they won't like going on the AstroTurf. I know for a fact Mr. Hallett hates playing on AstroTurf because I had to put up with his moaning every time we played someone on one because he's got dodgy knees and whatnot. So, each one of them, he's getting all their goals for him at the moment. Mm. So hopefully he'll play and hopefully he'll score. But I think Bracknell at home will be too strong. But so it's a cracking game to look forward to.
So what do you do then if you've got a player, likes of Mr. Hallett and he don't like playing on it because of it injury-wise or whatever? I mean, how much does that make you think? Do we keep him out or do we not?
Tell him to man up and get on with it. Well, that's what we used to say to him anyway. Yeah, look, he's one of them. You have to... We would send them out and if it was getting to the point where... he was struggling, you take him off. But it's, unfortunately, it's the way the football's going now. There's so many pitches out there that are 3G that they're going to have to get on with it.
But surely somebody like Chesson would train on their 3G anyway, wouldn't they?
Well, that was my point, mate. In all fairness, we train on it Tuesday and Thursday, but apparently it's different if you're playing a game. Yeah, it is what it is. It's all in the head, isn't it? But yeah, look, at the end of the day, it's they've just got to get on with it and deal with it.
Dean, what's your
thing? Yeah, I'm the same, mate. It's the way football's going. So it's these days most teams train on Astros anyway. So it's not new or anything. I just think it's an advantage. But if you've got a player like Jason Hallett and you want to win games of football, you've got to play him, haven't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I mean, you've got a manager like Craig. I mean, he seems to be one of these managers for me that would learn by, shall we say, any mistakes that he feels that they may have played against Bracknell the first time round and possibly put them into practice to get to stop those issues happening again. Would you be like that as well?
Yeah, I think you have to, don't you? I'm sure the next time Dino goes up against Sutton Coldfield, he'll have a better idea of how to stop and make sure that you don't get caught with the same thing. So, yeah, if you don't learn from things, then there's no point in you being in the game. Mm. So I'm sure Craig will. He's been around a long time.
So where do you see this then? Do you think Chester will outdo Bracknell this time, or will Bracknell on their sort of 3-2, will they come out on top?
I fancy Bracknell at home. Score a lot of goals. I fancy 3-2 Bracknell.
3-2 Bracknell. Dean?
Yeah, I saw Chesson against Hartford a couple of weeks ago, actually, and I was surprised how Chesson played. They went very long, very direct. I mean, Jason went off after sort of 5-10 minutes with an injury and had the two sort of boys up front. I know one of them signed for Bedford this week, I think, so he's obviously left the club. But yeah, for me, Bracknell will win at home on the Astro.
What are you going for?
It's Craig's team to play, though, Dino, to be fair, from what I'm aware of. Does like to get it into areas and chase after it. So, but he's been effective with it, hasn't he? So, I don't know if it works on Astro Turf, though, for me, or 3G. There's no hold-up, is there, on it?
Yeah, I think Bracknell will win 3-1.
3-1. Glenn's gone 2-1 to Chesson, and I'm going to go 2-1 Chesson as well, if I'm honest, in that game. Jake's has come in. 3G plays quicker, especially when brushed pre-game. The drop under to drop rubber crumb and sand right to the back end of the grass. So depending on how someone wants to approach the game, they'll brush or not brush until after the game. That's interesting, isn't it? I mean, it depends on how you sort of brush it or don't brush it would affect the running of the ball and etc.
Yeah, I mean, when we went to Bracknell, there was like a load of kids games going on. And then when the kids finished their game, they went around on the tractor, to be fair. And Bracknell, I think there was 250 odd people there that day. So it's a small sort of little ground. The pitch, I'd say, is very small. So very compact. But yeah, Bracknell for me, best team I've seen at Step Forward this year.
Jake's also said, also have a high or low grade rubber crumb. Thicker or thinner bits, basically, he's saying. I think if you look at there you go. But if you actually look at that, I mean, one that I always remembered you talking about 3G pitches is the one that you see Liverpool ladies and I think Everton ladies used to play on as well. Well, Witness used to play their rugby league games on as well. And you look at that pitch, and it almost looks as if the 3G itself was black because it was just so much rubber crumb on it. It was unbelievable. I mean, I don't know if you ever saw the pitch. But whenever you used to see them play there, it was literally as if they were playing on just a black surface. Or it literally looked like playing on tarmac because it was just so black all the way from one end to the other.
Well, I coach the little ones on one of those type of AstroTurfs on a Wednesday night, and it's horrific. The back of my car has got more rubber in it than I've ever seen in my life. It's not good. It's horrible. It is horrible. But yeah, I mean, you look at Harlow's, they don't have a lot of, you don't see any black stuff on there, do you really?
I think it's all disappeared. No one's refilled it. It's all disappeared and no one's refilled it.
There's a shock. But even again, you go to Haringey, you play Haringey, you see it, but it's not really visible. It's whether they take care of these things and maintain them, isn't it?
I mean, in all fairness, I think, you know, when Arlo's went down first, you used to see the ball bounce and you used to see the rubber crumb bounce about 5 foot in the air, you know, when it first went down. And then after sort of like 6 months or so, you hardly, you know, on a bounce, you hardly saw any rubber crumb bounce up at all. And I think it's just where the rubber crumb itself gets to a level where it needs to be on the surface. It's more compacted down because of the more that people play on it.
To be fair, when Arlo had it first laid down, you might as well play with a medicine ball. It probably bounced more. It was very flat the first couple of times when we played on there. But yeah, look, at the end of the day, it's the way football's going, mate, and everyone's just got to get on with it and deal with it, haven't they? Mm.
Well, Jake's just said, we'll have to come on and give you a 5-minute talk on it.
You'll let me know when that's going to be, and I probably won't be at that point.
So, I mean, Bracknell, though, I know you said they're the best team you've seen there, but I take it you haven't seen Hazen Yedin then?
Yeah, I saw Hazen Yedin. I've seen Hazen Yedin 3 or 4 times. I know they scored loads of goals, and with the budget they've got, they'd expect to win the league easily. But yeah, I like people to play football, and everyone's got their own style. There ain't no right or wrong as a manager, but I like people to play football rather than sort of just going long and hoofing it and yeah, whatever you want to call it. I like to watch, and Bracknell were exciting to watch, even though I was on the other side.
Yeah.
Football's about entertainment. That's the way I look at it. Whether you're playing in the Premier League or you're playing in non-league, it's about entertainment. Yes, it's about results, of course, but I'm the same. Get the ball down and play, and play it the way it should be. No point in having a lovely 3G AstroTurf and then smashing it long, is there? It doesn't make sense.
No. Should we move on to the next one? And I suppose one that people have been waiting for us to talk about. Same in the old Jigsaw League again. Molesley versus Uxbridge. I mean, what we see with this one, I mean, you know, we love little Molesley on the show and in the other show, and we're trying desperately to try and get them on the show to have a chat with them and so forth. You know, finding it a little bit hard this year, you know, and Uxbridge not, you know, just a tiny little bit better in league positions. But, I mean, you know, where do you see this one going on Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, Uxbridge traditionally start the season well and fade away, don't they? Mm. And they've done the same again this year. So, Molesley, you see it as an opportunity to sort of get away from that relegation zone. So, it's an important 3 points if they can get it this week.
Mm. Uxbridge had a little spurt, didn't they, where they went and beat quite a few sides and jumped up the league, and then they've just drifted away again. Is it just the one that goes down this year?
No, it should be two. I think it's two.
Yeah, I think it's two. Yeah.
It's a massive, massive game at the weekend. I mean, you know, look at FC Romania are 9 points in front of them. So the dogfight in that league is South Park, Molesley and Egham. You know, you'd have thought one of those three is going to go. Looking at it realistically, Egham look like they're really never going to get out of it and they're going to be stuck in there. And it's a fight between the other two. There's only a point between them. You know, hopefully Molesley get a result Saturday and get a bit of confidence and can start kicking on and picking some results up.
Mm-hmm. We've got a question which we'll come to at the end of the show. Someone's putting here, what's your thoughts on Lincoln City's progress over the past couple of years? So we'll have a chat about that because, of course, we've got the connections there with Mr. Cowley as well with the Eastman League. But we'll talk about that as we end the show. But Molesley, I mean, and I think it's Tracy at Molesley and Dean and Keith always says that she does everything from cleaning the kit to running the team to being groundswoman at the same time. So, I mean, it seems just, you know, more you see about, the more you read about Molesley, they seem to be such a, you know, a really lovely club as well. And I think, you know, when you read and see what people say about the club, I suppose they're one of those teams that you don't really want the Eastman League to lose.
Yeah, I think it's one of them. I'm sure Dean will agree. And it's, you know, I know sometimes people get a bit frustrated when managers and coaches talk about it, but it will come down to budget, mate. It's the way it is. Mm. If there's not a huge amount of budget, then and unfortunately you're going to be in a dogfight. The way football's gone, the more money's going in, and the more money you pay, the more success you have.
Mm.
Yeah, and in terms of that, any sort of good players you get, like you was mentioning about Bury Town earlier, any sort of good players you get, someone will come in for them and you can't keep hold of them.
Yeah.
Well, I was just about to read you out a tweet to say that the Northwood have signed a new player, but as I can't even read the player's name that they've just signed, a 22-year-old midfielder, Yahai El Kabushi from Uxbridge, as we were talking about Uxbridge. Has previously played for Ashford, Hadley, and is having started at London Tigers, and goes straight into the squad for tomorrow's big game. That one's just dropped on Twitter as we were chatting. But I mean, Uxbridge. I mean, know much about Uxbridge at all?
No, not personally. No, I've they're one of the new sides to come over, aren't they? I don't really know a lot about either of the sides, if I'm honest, mate.
Mm. Yeah, well, when I was at Northwood, we played both. We sort of beat Molesley 6-1, sort of 5-0 up at half time, and obviously it looked like it was going to be a cricket score. But fair play to them; they came back into it that day, and they were the better team second half, even though we won 6-1. Mm. Uxbridge, we played. We think we won our first three or four games of the season, and we went over there, and we got taught a little bit of a lesson, really, because obviously at Northwood we had a very young side. Uxbridge were very experienced and they showed us a few sort of tricks of the trade of non-league football. So it was a good learning curve for our players that game.
Mm. Well, Jason Collin has just texted in. Of course, Sam Town Rangers man himself. He says, keep the show going for a while as it seems more as it's more interested than watching Norwich on Sky tonight. But Craig Lewington is the manager and will turn it around at Molesley. They lost the last game, the reverse fixture, by a goal to nil. It said, this is our week. Just nicked it at theirs, 1-0. So it'd be interesting to see how that one pans out. But, I mean, what's your scores for the game?
Molesley for me.
Yeah, Molesley for me as well.
Yeah, I've gone 2-0 and Glenn's gone 2-0 as well.
2-1. 2-1 Molesley.
Yeah, I was going
to
go 2-1 as well, mate.
And 2-1 for you. But wish Molesley all the best at the weekend, I must admit. But jumping into Keith's League, and of course, what a humdinger of a game this is going to be. Cray Wanderers versus Keith's VCD. I mean, where do you see this one going? The two managers, of course, Tony and Keith, know each other well. Be a really interesting game at the weekend to see who comes out on top.
I think it'll be a tough one for him. He's at Cray as well. They're obviously quite strong there. They've not lost at home yet. So it'll be a tough old game for him. They've drifted away a little bit, Keith, haven't they? In the last few weeks. But he said that, didn't he? He's got a young side.
Yeah.
So they can go there and have a go. I probably don't really see anything more than a Cray win, unfortunately, for Keith.
Yeah, I'm the same as Paul. I think Cray looked strong to win it, didn't they? So I just, with them being at home as well, I'd like, obviously, Keith to get something, but I just think Cray will win it on the day.
I think for me, though, I think one of the other things for me, though, is that Cray have been a little bit, I don't suppose lucky is the word, but I need a bit of luck to win a league, but They have had a few results go in their favour, with the odd goal sort of being scored, the winning goal scored in like the last sort of few minutes of a game. So is there maybe a little squeak for VCD to pull something out of the bag? Charlie McDonald, if you're getting a few balls through it to Charlie, that possibly you might be able to finish him off?
Champions win games 1-0 in the last minute. Champions win them squeaky games. And like you say, yeah, some of it's luck. But that's what champions do. They find a way to win. That's why they're champions. So I just, like I say, unfortunately, I just don't see anything other than a Cray win. I know how they play. I know what they're like, what they're about. And yeah, I think they're 10 points clear, scored more goals than pretty much everybody else, conceded the least amount of goals from everybody else. They've lost one game all season. So I don't see anything other than a Cray win.
Is Junior Dadson still down there? Does anybody know?
No idea, mate.
No.
Not sure.
Good player. If he's not, just one you want to chase after, Dean.
Is that another one Carlo have let go?
Yeah, yeah, great player. Great player and a really, really nice guy as well. So what do we reckon? What do we reckon score-wise then? So I'm taking it that you two guys are going to go for Cray, but I mean, what do you think?
3-0 for me.
3-0 to Cray.
Yeah.
I'm
going
to go 3-1, but I think VCD will score first.
Mm. Well, I'm going to go 2-1 to VCD. I've just got a feeling that it'll be the luck will run out at the weekend. I think Charlie McDonald will score a couple and he will Keith will nick it and he'll be crowing like madness on Monday night. There you go.
I hope he is, don't get me wrong, I really do. And you know, I hope he gets the result. I just, you know, you just have to look at the form. You know, you look at the form and it just suggests that it will be Cray. Let's say, I've got no problem with eating my words. If VCD win, I'll be very pleased.
Should we move on to the last one game before we go on to the Star game? Hastings against Whiteleaf. Where do we see this one going?
Massive game. Could go either way. Playing both sides. Been to Hastings, lovely place to go to. Pitch is normally fantastic over there. Groundsman does a great.
He's frozen a little bit there. Hopefully, we will get the two boys back in a minute. But Jake's just come up and said, Keith, we'll put milk in first for your team. So we lost you for a minute, Paul. Say that again, mate. Sorry. We lost you just for a few seconds. You were saying about...
Okay, mate. No, I'm sorry.
You said about the Hastings game, Whiteleaf.
Yeah. The Hastings. You know, Hastings is a lovely old ground. So going back in time when you walk through the doors there, and the pitch is nice, decent crowd. So at Whiteleaf, when we played them, were big, strong, aggressive. They play on 3G as well. So yeah, I feel that could be the game of the weekend for me.
And do you think though that if Hastings lose that, then VCD have almost, Cray Wanderers have almost got it sewn up if they beat VCD?
Yeah, I think Hastings have, it's really hard because if you finish second in the division, you've been chasing, you tend not to go up in the playoffs, do you? It's, over time, that's what's happened. So being that Cray are 10 points in front, I think Hastings just forget about whether they're going to catch Cray or not, and just concentrate on keeping themselves in there and ticking over and putting good performances in, try and stop the disappointment at the end of the year if they don't go up automatically.
For you, Dean?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with Paul. Like, when you're 10 points behind, you just got to worry about yourselves. And you can't, what's there, 15, 16 games left or whatever. You can't sort of say, oh, we're chasing. I mean, you just got to worry about yourself. And if they slip up, it's a bonus, but it's all for Cray to lose it from here, isn't it?
Mm. I think Hastings just keeps to drop weird points at weird times as well, don't they? You think they're good, they're on a nice little run, and then a game will come up, and all of a sudden they end up somehow finding a way to lose it.
Yeah, but again, we've just said it. You know, that's why Cray will be champions and Hastings won't. Cray don't do that, Hastings do. So, but that, look, at the end of the day, that's a fabulous return, 41 points from 20 games. They score a decent amount, they don't concede a lot as well. So, look, there's nothing to stop them if they do it right and they approach the last 16 games of the season, why they can't be exception to the rule and go up through the playoffs, because they're clearly the second best team in the league as it stands.
Well, Jake's just said, Whiteleaf's 3G is awful. I rejected even offering maintenance as it's beyond repair. Performance of it is terrible.
There's a lot of black rubber on there as well, to be fair. The one that was bad, Dave, was we played at Hendon.
Yeah.
And I swear to you, I'm not joking, it flooded. There was puddles everywhere. Mm. And I thought they were all weather surfaces.
No, not all weather. No.
Well, apart from snow.
Well, you say that. I mean, when I was working down at Harlow, we had the same situation there where I think it was a Wednesday night and the ladies' teams were training and it was tipping down with rain outside and literally, all down one side of the pitch, it was completely flooded, literally just completely flooded. And I had to phone up, Tom Cunningham and say, look, there's no way they're going to be able to play on this tonight. It's literally, puddles all over the pitch. And I think just the extent of the rain for so long and for as hard as it was, the drainage under it just couldn't cope. Mm.
I bet Tom blamed you for that, didn't he?
What was that? What you said earlier on? Pass. Yeah. Jake said, should not be flooding, soak ways block or not topped up the infield sand that prevents drainage holes getting blocked. And it was actually, in all fairness to Jake, it was one of the soakways wasn't working properly in the bottom half of the pitch. I think it was before a game in the, it might have been against Southend Manor in the FA Cup 1 year. I was out there in my suit trying to sweep the water off the pitch because it was the end of the pitch where the pump weren't working. So, do you know what I mean? So you have to try and clear the water. But once you brushed it around a little bit, of course, it just completely disappeared. So and off you went. But yeah, it was an interesting one. So what are we going to go for then? Hastings against Whiteleaf?
2-1 Hastings.
2-1 to Hastings.
2-1 Whiteleaf.
Always going against the grain. I'm going to go 1-1. And I'm waiting for Glenn, because Glenn missed two off his list. So when his wife lets him...
He loves that league.
Yeah, once his wife lets him back on his laptop, we'll find out and see what he says. Depends on, of course, if his charges broke again, of course, like it did last week.
That's why he's not staying there, time to get yourself on the wire.
Yeah, I know. 1 minute he was here, 1 minute he just dropped straight off. But there we go. But the star game this week, then, is Bowers and Pitsy against Coggeshall. And I think this game is going to be an absolute humdinger. And I suppose all Abley fans will be open for a draw.
Bowers on the Astro.
Yes,
but I mean, Coggeshall for me seemed to have, you know, coming on a real sticky patch all of a sudden, don't they? They were up there sort of second, third, and now they're just hanging on for the last playoff place. Perhaps Mr. Mears might need to get the checkbook out.
It's their first season, isn't it? I think, you know, as disappointed as they may be that they're not right up there, I think they'll look back and go, do you know what a good season it's been. Bowers seemed like Smallsy's learned from the last couple of seasons where they've just been slightly come up short, and they're going good guns, but fairness, Haybridge Swifts are sneaking right up in behind them.
They're flying, aren't they?
Mm. Yeah, they're doing what a great job he's done since he's gone in there, Julian, and to pick up the reins and kick on. And he made some bold decisions and let some players go and brought some new ones in. And, you know, he's done a great, great job there. And he'll have no fear going across to Bowers, because they're the ones doing the chasing. I think we said it a few weeks back then, didn't we? It's easy chase than it is to be chased. So, you know, it's a big game, massive game.
Well, I've just had a text on my phone coming in, and someone's asked me, is Dean sitting on the floor?
Am I sitting on the floor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone just said, is Dean sitting on the floor? Is he that small? Yeah.
But I haven't shrunk yet, I don't think.
But in that though, I mean, we've got Coggeshall. Do you see them maybe spending a bit of money and getting a few extra players in just to try and make sure they cement that playoff place?
Well, are they meant to be up there? Like Paul said, it's their first season at this level. I know because of Ollie, and everyone expects them to sort of suddenly they've got loads of money and all that sort of stuff. It's not always the case, is it? But I don't know if they've come out, I'm not sure, and said we're trying to get promoted, but they're listen, any team that goes up a league, it's always going to take you a little while to get used to it and play the different teams and all that sort of stuff.
Well, perhaps he's waiting for the album money to come through that he just released.
Have you bought it?
No.
Your best man.
I haven't bought it. I've got tickets to go and see him, I won't be honest, but I haven't got the album. Bowers, I mean, what do you think with Bowers? I mean, he's doing a fantastic job there, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has done for 3 or 4 years, hasn't he?
Mm. Yeah, he's done a great job.
Longer. Do you see them winning it, though? Do you think Abley will catch him, or do you think Haybridge might catch him, or anybody going to catch him, or are they going to walk away with it?
I don't think they'll walk away with it. It's very, very tight, and I hope they cling on, and I hope they keep going. 15 games left. But as I said, it's how they react if the chasing pack catch them. They lose tomorrow and Haybridge win, all of a sudden it's the same point. How do they react to that? Mm. And again, I'm sure Rob will be more than prepared for it. It's so tight, so tight. There's not a lot of points in it really between the top three. I think Averley, Haybridge and Bowers are the three. One of those three will win it.
Mm. I should say evening to Rachel. So Rachel's watching. I don't know where Glenn is, but Rachel's watching anyway. So she's keeping an eye on making sure we're not...
Has he got him doing the ironing and the washing?
You never know. We'll have to ask him. Yeah,
doing his chores.
Well, I mean, literally, I know we said it a load of times, and Norwich have just gone one up as well. But it's I don't know, Bowers for me, they've come from that Essex Senior League, haven't they? They've bounced into the league and almost got up first go, and they just seem to be, just unstoppable at the minute, don't they? And of course, that game is just around the corner against Averley as well at Parkside in the next couple of weeks. So that's going to be a right humdinger of a game.
So I think they're all big games now. They've got the pressure's on. You've got to keep winning. Mm. Got to keep winning, and that gives its own problems when you know you've got to go and win the game. And people will be running into the dressing rooms and looking at scores at the end of the game, and probably checking things at half times. And it's an exciting league this year. And I think like I say it's at one of three for me that will win it. I hope that Bowers. And nothing against the other guys, but I like Rob, and and he's been chopping away at that for the last 3 years, and he's done a fabulous job since he's gone into Bowers, and I hope they go and win it.
I don't know if you've seen...
And they got the advantage of sort of being there last year, and hopefully they can sort of put it in a positive this year.
Mm. I don't know if you've seen people posting these 10-year photos and et cetera, et cetera. And I don't know if you've seen one today that's been posted, but Craig Johnson posted one from 10 years ago when Averley won the Bostic North. So he's saying maybe it'll happen again this time round.
Yeah, I see that.
And just so you know, Birmingham have gone straight up the other end and equalised, so it's 1-1 in that game. So perhaps Jason Collins not watching us now, he's watching that instead. But... One of your mates is on. He's having a good watch at us at the minute. Mr. Hodges is on again, so I'm not sure if he's. I'm not sure if he's sunning himself or if he's in this country. We never know. Depends where he's. But where do you see? You know, where do you see this game going? Then, I mean, do you see it as a Bowers win?
Yeah, Bowers 2-1 win for me.
I'm going to go 3-1 Bowers, if I'm honest.
Yeah, I think. I think 2-1 Bowers.
Rachel just come in and said, Glenn's not even here. I've automatically clicked into this. I'm actually working too. So what did you say the game, Paul?
2-1 as well for me, Bowers.
2-1. So, I mean, we've just got an extra sort of like, we've got another 3 or 4 minutes left of the show. Let's just have a quick look in and see some of the other games that are happening this week. So we'll have a look in the in the
North. Don't forget you wanted to talk about Lincoln as well.
Oh, Greg. Yeah. Should we go Lincoln first? I mean, where with Danny Cowley, I mean, where'd you go with that? I mean, Danny Cowley, I mean, somebody spoke to me, asked to join the page the other day and was talking about it. And I said, well, I see Danny Cowley probably being a Premier League manager in the not distant future and possibly even being an England manager. I mean, your thoughts on that?
Dino?
Well, it'd be brilliant for non-league football if he was. I mean, that's obviously looking quite far ahead. But, I'm good mates with Tom Pett, who's at Lincoln, and he loves it up there. So, they're doing well, and they've done a great job for the last few years, haven't they? And you imagine sort of, I know there was talk, was there a Ipswich Town going in for him? Was it in the summer? Yeah. I'd imagine their next step up, if they were to leave Lincoln, would be the Championship. And then obviously he'll be judged at that level.
Mm.
Yeah, no, look, he's done a great job. I confess me, Dan's best mate, but you know, he's a nice fellow. I spoke to him a few times. He helped me out with some advice and stuff when things weren't going quite so well at Cheshunt, and you know, he's very open to having a conversation with helping you, so he's been nothing but great for me, and he works extremely hard when they took over at Braintree, they sat and watched I think every single game, full 90 minutes of every game from the season before. So they work extremely hard. I've known Nicky a little bit longer because he was at Harlow when I was there, it couldn't happen to a nicer pair of fellas, and I wish them all the luck. And like Dino says, what a great thing that would be if he did become England manager. I don't know whether he will, but it would be wonderful if he did. And he's probably, I'd say, any young manager in the game now, you have to look at Danny and Nicky and what they've done and look up to them and try and strive to be half as good as what they've been.
Mm. I think he's one of these managers. He seems to be one of these managers. Everything he touches turns to gold. And, you know, if you know, you saw in the rumours the other day on Sky Sports that Gareth Southgate might end up at Man United next year, why not give him a go? But then would the FA risk somebody that's in sort of like, you know, what, third division, fourth division of the Football League, you know, to come in and take
him? I think he'd have to prove himself further up the pyramid. I think... it's one of them. I think you'll always find the level. And look, I hope Danny's level is the Premier League and England manager, but you'll always find your level. And he's done fantastic everywhere he's been. But no, I think that'd be a step too far at the moment. I think if he comes and proves himself and does well in the Championship, I think some of them are talking about making him a manager at one point as well in the summer, before they appointed. And I think he will get a championship job eventually, or he may even take Lincoln in there. What a job done at the moment. So I think it'd be a bit too early now, but hopefully one day.
Or even take the Spurs job when Pochettino goes to Man United. Well, let's have a quick look then at the fixtures in the Premier League at the weekend. And it's Hornchurch and a big six-pointer for me. Hornchurch versus Burgess Hill Town. We've got Bognor Regis against Potters Bar Town. Brighton Sea against Folkestone and Victor. That should be a bit of a humdinger. Two teams that are both in some good form now, going up against each other. And I think if I'm right in saying, Dean said the other last week that Carl Shorten would give... Folkestone would give whoever it was they were playing a good walloping, and I think that's what it ended up as well, didn't it?
Yeah, I'll take the credit for that, mate.
Carl Shorten versus Mersham. Dorking Wanderers versus Harlow Town. Can Harlow pull another big one out of the bag? Enfield Town versus Crimpin Casuals. Kingstonian versus Whitehawk. Leatherhead versus Worthing. And Lewis versus Wingate and Finchley. So that should be an interesting one as well. Lewis and Wingate and Finchley with no manager. And I think Dave Norman's taken over, isn't he, for the time being?
Yeah, my dad will be down there tomorrow. He's sort of kit manager at Wingate. So he's on the coach in the morning. So, see how they get on.
Sudbury versus Tilbury in the north. Barking v Canby Island, Basildon versus Brentwood, Bury Town, we've done it, so Dereham Town and Averley got a long journey up to Dereham at the weekend. Grays Athletic against Witham, Great Wakering v Romford, Morden and Tiptree versus Mildon Hall, Soham Town Rangers versus Heybridge Swifts. Do you know what? Those last two games, I think if you're trying to pick a surprise, would you pick one of those two games? Morden against Mildon Hall and Soham against Heybridge?
No.
No?
Mildon all had a good win last week, didn't they, I think?
Yeah, they did, yeah.
Listen, as we proved Tuesday in football, you never know. Everyone thought we was going to get hammered Tuesday, so it's on the day anything can happen, can't it?
Yeah, absolutely. But,
yeah, I mean, look, I said to you, Dino, didn't you, about your game, you know, when you least expect it, sometimes that's when it happens. Mm. So, yeah, mate, you never know, but I still believe the two big sides will win.
Into the Jigsaw League for the second time in a matter of weeks. FC Romania against Ashford Town, so they go down to Chesham for the second time in quick succession. Hayes and Yedin versus Chalfont St Peter. Marlow versus Bedford Sports. South Park versus Hertford Town. Tooting and Mitcham against Hanwell. Waltham Abbey against Egham. Ware versus Northwood. And Westfield versus Chipstead. See any surprises in any of those?
Maybe the Waltham Abbey game, they're having a little bit of a wobble at the moment. No, not really. I think, like I say, Egham are desperate for points, aren't they? So, yeah, we'll see.
Well, I think Jason Collin picked the wrong game to say it might be boring. It's 2-1 now. In the South East Division, Ashford United versus Greenwich Borough, East Grinstead versus Three Bridges, Haywards Heath versus Guernsey, Hive Town versus Seven Oaks, Phoenix Sports versus Horsham, another big game in the South East Division as well. That one there, Phoenix against Horsham, two teams that are in fine form. Ramsgate versus Sittingbourne, and Winstable Town versus Faversham Town. Are you surprised Faversham being as low down as they are? I mean, now if I'm right in saying, I think they're down in that in the relegation spot.
Yes, they are.
So Faversham bottom of the table at the moment, which is a big surprise. They're normally one of those teams that are up there fighting for the league, aren't they?
But you look at the one above them, Greenwich Borough. You know, yeah. Another prize. They were flying last year. Did they get in the playoffs? I think last year, or at least were near it. And it's hard, mate. It's hard. One year's your year, the next year's your night. They're so difficult, these leagues. We've said it before, and people don't realise how hard it is to win games in these leagues, let alone win the league or get in the playoffs. It's very, very tough.
Yeah, I'm laughing because Liam Curry's just sent this in. My contacts in the industry have told me that Aki has given Tom at Haringey Borough two games to turn it around. Hashtag Crisis Club Borough.
Another club another club that helped me out this week, Haringey Borough. So again, I'm grateful for the clubs that have helped me as well.
Yeah, fantastic. I think that's where we might leave it for tonight. But guys, a massive thank you for joining us again tonight. And Dean, you know, I wish you all the best. Who have you got the weekend?
We've got Aylesbury United at home tomorrow.
So that's not the, if I'm off air, I'm sure I heard you say that's not the one that's got the ump about their dressing room.
No, that's Aylesbury FC. We're playing Aylesbury United.
Yeah. So listen, guys, wish you all the very best, and of course, speak to you all next week. And thank you, everybody, for watching. Don't forget, let everybody know that we're here every Friday night now, every Friday from 7 o'clock. So we can get Dean to stay with us, because of course he'll be training now on a Thursday night. So we'll be doing every Friday night from 7 o'clock. Hopefully, if he's allowed out, he'll be joining us as well next week. Glenn, he'll be with us as well. We'll be back to doing Celebrity Squares instead of Charlie's Angels next week. And
please, Rachel.
Yeah, and next, but don't forget Monday night, we've got the boys, Aki, we've got Tom from Haringey Borough joining me and Keith. And of course, we've also got Hussein as well from Harlow Town. So join us 7 o'clock for the ESPN show with me and Keith on then. Me, Paul, Dean, and of course, Glenn, we'll all be back same time next week. But until then, thanks for watching and good night.